I thank the Lord for this opportunity. And I was looking forward, but I was kind of worried. I think it didn't happen 5 years ago because the Lord still was doing something in my heart. And I really wanted to open up my heart and to speak about what the Lord has shown me about being that helpmeet for my husband. Now I'm going to ask Claudia to interpret. And I hope this is a nice theme, isn't it? I think many times we hear about our responsibility as wives and that we have to be the helpmeet or that we have to be submissive. You know, at the beginning, I was against that idea. But as I was understanding the meaning and the need that there is today, that the wives understand the place that they have in their marriage, that made me strong. So I could come, but I was trembling. But I thank the Lord because even at night, the Lord showed me something that happened in this place. So I hope you will understand. And I will open my closet like Linda says. Amen. Okay. En Génesis capítulo 1, 27, dice, y creó Dios al hombre a su imagen. A imagen de Dios lo creó. Varón y hembra los creó.
If you go with me to Genesis chapter 1, verse 27, it says, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he man, him. Male and female created he them.
So both man and woman, we were. Oh, pardon. I'm sorry. El hombre y la mujer fuimos hechos a la imagen de Dios. I'm sorry.
De todas maneras,
hay un micrófono. I'm sorry.
You heard that, right?
Okay, we will continue in Genesis. I'm sorry, but I'm very sorry. No, I want to have a change of mind, not just sorry. Okay, sí. Genesis, capítulo 2, versículo 18.
We will go now to Genesis, chapter 2, verse 18. And it says, and the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him a helpmeet mate for him.
She has
we will keep reading till 25. And it says, and out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air. No, we'll go down to 21, from 21 to 25. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman, and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. And they were both naked, and the man and his wife, and were not ashamed.
So, español, sorry. Entonces el Señor dijo,
pero ¿de qué sirve el micrófono?
The Lord says, I'm sorry.
Okay.
El Señor, el primer pensamiento que vemos en la palabra de Dios relacionada con la mujer.
So the first thought that we see in the word of God concerning woman
es que el Señor dijo, le haré ayuda idónea.
It's that the Lord says, I will make him an helpmate for him.
¿No es eso maravilloso?
Isn't it this wonderful?
Le haré ayuda idónea.
I will make him a helpmate for him.
En el versículo 22, el Señor dice que Él atrajo a Adán.
And we see in verse 22 that he brought her to Adam.
Y Adán dijo, como reconociendo rápidamente que ella era parte integral de él.
And Adam said, like recognizing that he was a very integral part of him.
Esto es ahora hueso de mí, hueso de mis huesos y carne de mi carne.
This is bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh.
Entonces, esta fue lo primero que Adán reconoció.
So this is the first thing that Adam had to recognize.
And that's what happened when we get married. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not used to have an interpreter. So,
we should let her preach in English. Right?
No. Entonces, debemos de reconocer que aunque Eva, que Dios sacó una costilla de Adán e hizo a la mujer, no la hizo igual.
So we have to understand that Eve was made of one of Adam's ribs, so he was not equally to Adam.
Eva era diferente en cuerpo, alma y espíritu.
Eve was different in spirit, soul, and body.
La mujer fue hecha para llenar esa soledad, esa parte vacía, y para suplir las necesidades de su esposo.
So woman was made to fulfill that part that was missing in Adam, just that void that was in Adam.
La idea que yo tengo acerca de ser una ayuda idónea.
So the idea I have for as a helpmate, the idea I have as a, for the concept of being a helpmate,
es estar ahí para el esposo.
Is to be there for your husband.
Cerca de él.
To be close to him.
Tal vez no físicamente.
Sometimes will not be in the physical.
Pero el esposo sabe que cuenta con nosotros.
But the husband knows that he is counting on her to be by him.
Que él puede y él nos ve con deleite y con placer.
That he can delight in us and that we are his pleasure.
And we all, y todas queremos ser eso para nuestros esposos, amén.
Don't we all want to be this way to our husbands?
Y de una manera milagrosa.
And in a very wonderful way, or miraculous way.
Porque cuando mi esposo y yo nos casamos, no teníamos esa enseñanza acerca de la familia y el matrimonio.
When we first got married with my husband, we didn't have the teachings that you have here of marriage and family.
So es una bendición para ustedes que puedan tener esa enseñanza preciosa acerca de la familia y el matrimonio.
So it's a blessing for you so that you have these teachings of marriage and family.
Entonces yo no tenía esa enseñanza.
I didn't have this teaching.
Pero el Señor nos pasó con mi esposa a través de una prueba.
But the Lord brought us through a very difficult trial with my husband.
A través de la cual él hizo muchas cosas.
By which the Lord did many things in our lives.
Pero una de las cosas fue que él me enseñó a ser esa ayuda idónea.
But one of the things that he taught me was to be that helpmate to my husband.
En tiempos difíciles.
In very difficult times.
Mis tres hijas eran chiquitas.
My three daughters were very little.
Y nosotros acabábamos de nacer de nuevo.
And we were just newly born again.
Y estábamos con un fuego por el Señor.
And we were on fire for the Lord.
Y había unos amigos de mi esposo que habían nacido de nuevo y habían sido bautizados con el Espíritu Santo.
And my husband had friends that had just been born again. They were baptized in the Holy Spirit.
Y se asociaron para comprar una plantación de café.
So they became partners in a business because they were going to buy a coffee farm, coffee plantation.
Y si ustedes no lo saben, en una plantación de café trabaja un montón de gente.
And in case you don't know, in a coffee plantation you have to hire many people.
Entonces, mi esposo y estos dos hombres tenían una responsabilidad que cumplir.
So, my husband and this other man had a duty. They had to be accountable for what they did to each other.
But the only one that he, perdón. Pero el único que hizo su parte fue mi esposo.
But the only one who was accountable of them, ¿cuántos eran? Cuatro.
Tres.
There were three, was my husband.
And he needed to. Y él tenía que, I'm sorry, you will excuse me. Okay. Entonces él lo que tenía que hacer era conseguir el dinero para poder echar a andar esa finca.
So my father.
Your father.
So my husband, you know, they were in many debts then, you know, in order to buy this farm. So he had to find the money in order to buy this coffee plantation.
Y nosotros veníamos de una situación que vivíamos económicamente bien.
And we were living in an economical situation. We were living okay. We didn't have any money issues or problems with money.
Y habíamos ahorrado algunas cosas.
So we had saved money.
Y cosas, terrenos.
And things, you know, we had some houses and, you know, pieces of land of our own.
Una casa.
One house.
Yeah, because... Entonces, de la noche a la mañana, nos quedamos sin nada. No, de la noche a la mañana nos quedamos sin nada porque ya habíamos hipotecado todo lo que teníamos.
So from one day to the other, we had no money because we had to sell everything, give everything to the bank in order to pay these debts.
Y un día vino mi esposo y me dijo, Olga, ¿me das esa casa que yo te regalé?
So one day my husband comes to me and says, Olga, would you give me the house that I gave to you, that is yours?
Pero quiero aclarar algo. En toda esta situación yo estaba al lado de mi esposo, orando, ayudándole a tomar decisiones.
But one thing I want to make clear is that I was by my husband making all these decisions. While he was in this trial, I was there too.
Y cuando él me pidió la casa, pues naturalmente había tristeza.
So when he asked me for the house, of course I was sad because he was asking me for my house.
Pero el Señor me estaba mostrando que yo todavía me estaba como aferrando al brazo de carne, a algo a que echarle mano.
But the Lord was showing me that I was clinging onto something eternal that is worth it.
Entonces, un día, específicamente ese día que mi esposo me pidió la casa.
So that day that my husband asked me for the house,
I went to seek the Lord. Ay, perdón. Yo fui a buscar al Señor.
I went to seek the Lord.
Y clamé a Él con todo mi corazón.
And I cried unto the Lord with all my heart.
Y le dije, Señor, heme aquí.
And I said, Lord, I'm here before you.
Yo estoy con mi esposo.
I am supporting my husband. I'm with him.
Y si todos lo tenemos que perder, amén.
And if we have to lose everything we have, amen.
Pero el Señor me dio una rema.
But the Lord gave me a rema word.
Que está en Isaías 41:10, que dice así.
That we find in Isaiah 41, verse 10.
No temas porque yo estoy contigo. No desmayes porque yo soy tu Dios que te esfuerzo. Siempre te ayudaré y siempre te sustentaré con la diestra de mi justicia.
Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness.
Desde este momento el Señor nos ha ayudado, nos ha sustentado.
And since then, the Lord has been strengthening us, and he has been our righteousness.
Y esforzado.
And he has been strengthening us.
Y yo le prometí al Señor que jamás le iba a decir a mi esposo, te lo dije.
And I promised myself, and I promised the Lord, I was never going to tell my husband, I told you so.
Yo lo cumplí por la gracia de Dios.
And I was able to keep that promise.
Y llegó el día, ¿sí? Yo les puedo contar esta prueba unas pocas palabras.
I can tell you what we went through, and it will be very long.
No.
But I will make it short.
Sí. Pero eso nos llevó varios años.
And this went on for several years.
Pero el Señor nos estaba despojando de todas las cosas naturales.
But the Lord was taking away all the love for the natural things of this world.
Y Él estaba haciendo algo en nuestros corazones.
And He was doing something deep inside, in our hearts.
Y había tal satisfacción en mi corazón porque yo siempre estuve al lado de mi esposo.
And I had such a satisfaction in my heart because I was there by my husband, supporting him.
Pero ¿saben una cosa?
But you know what?
Que llegó el día cuando un banco en Panamá, solo con la firma de mi esposo,
there was the day we were still in debt, and came a day when a bank from Panama with only my husband's signature,
because he always, porque él siempre guardó su nombre limpio, él siempre cumplió con lo que él prometió
a los bancos. Because he had a clear name before the banks, he was always upright and honest.
Y ellos nos dieron una cantidad de dinero grande.
They gave us a loan for a very large amount of money.
Y nosotros hicimos una promesa con mi esposo.
So we made a promise to the Lord.
Necesitábamos cosas porque ya habían pasado varios años desde que estábamos pasando por esta prueba.
We needed things because we had been going through this trial for a long time.
Y le prometimos al Señor que íbamos a pagar hasta el último centavo, que no íbamos a invertir nada en nosotros hasta que pagáramos el último centavo.
We promised the Lord that we were going to pay off our debts up until the last cent we owe the bank.
Y mi esposo, como hombre de negocios en esa oportunidad,
and my husband being a businessman in that opportunity,
él me dijo, mira, aún con este préstamo grande, vamos a tomar como unos 10 años para poder pagar todas las deudas.
He said, with this large amount of this loan, we're going to get out of debt in 10 years, at the least. It'll take us 10 years.
Pero ustedes saben una cosa, que solo nos llevó 2 años.
But it only took us 2 years.
Y el Señor ha sido tan fiel y tan misericordioso que la ha multiplicado. No les puedo decir cuántas veces.
But the Lord has been so faithful to us that He has multiplied. I cannot tell you how much.
And we could, y pudimos experimentar a Jehová Jireh, Jehová nuestro proveedor.
And in those years we were able to experience Jehovah Jireh.
Entonces ese tiempo para mí fue muy importante.
That time for me was a very important time in my life.
Porque desde entonces yo aprendí que lo importante que era estar al lado de mi esposo.
Because I learned then how important it was for me during that time, how important it was for me to be next to my husband.
And even today, aún hoy, yo lo hago con todo mi corazón.
And even up to this day, I do it with all my heart.
Entonces, una de las cosas importantes y una de las bendiciones para ustedes, hermanas, sobre todo las jóvenes, es hacer esa ayuda idónea para sus esposos.
So one important thing for you, especially young wives here, is to be that special mate to your husband.
Yo creo que es muy importante que parte de la realización que ustedes quieran experimentar,
it's part of the realization that you want to experience when you get married. This is part of that.
Yo creo que esa parte es que uno se dé a sí mismo.
It's to give yourself to him.
Para ayudar a su esposo a cumplir con la voluntad, el llamado y
to help your
la visión que Dios ha dado a nuestros esposos.
To fulfill the calling and the vision that the Lord has given to our husbands.
Otra cosa que yo quisiera compartir con ustedes fue que hace algunos años,
several years ago, I remember,
todavía estaba Pastor Bailey y hermana Bailey.
Here, Pastor Bailey was still here and Sister Bailey.
Y estábamos caminando en este pasillo de aquí con mi esposo, ellos dos y yo.
We were walking across this hallway out here, and it was the Baileys and my husband and myself.
Y el hermano Bailey me dijo que yo caminaba como una reina.
And Pastor Bailey told me that I walked like a queen.
Entonces yo le pregunté, ¿cómo es eso?
And I asked him, how is that?
Y él me dio una respuesta como todas las respuestas que él daba. Es que tú siempre caminas dos pasos detrás de tu esposo.
And the answer that he gave me was that you walk two steps behind your husband.
Y lo que el Señor habló a mi corazón es que esa debía de ser mi caminata espiritual, siempre dándole lugar más importante a mi esposo.
And that's one thing that the Lord spoke to me, that spiritually I had to walk behind my husband and give him the preeminence.
Entonces, yo creo que es un privilegio, ¿sí?
So it is a privilege.
Estar bajo la cobertura del esposo.
To be under the covering of our husbands.
De honrarlos.
To honor them.
De amarlos.
To love them.
Muchas veces hablan cosas que no nos parecen.
Sometimes they will say things that we don't agree with.
Pero si nosotros oramos y lo ponemos delante del Señor.
But if we pray and just leave our burden at the feet of the Lord,
Él va a obrar maravillas.
He will work in wonderful ways.
Nosotros no queremos ser como la esposa de Job, ¿verdad?
We don't want to be like Job's wife, right?
Dice la palabra de Dios que Job era un hombre perfecto, recto, temeroso de Dios y apartado del mal.
We hear in Job chapter 1, verse 1, that Job was perfect and upright and one that feared God and eschewed evil.
Pero él tenía una mujer que era todo lo contrario, ¿sí?
But we think his wife was all the contrary.
Y en el tiempo de la prueba difícil a través de la cual estaba pasando Job.
And you see in the trial that Job was facing, that difficult trial he had to go through.
En Job 2:9 le dice la esposa a Job, entonces su mujer le dijo, aún retienes tu integridad, maldice a Dios y muérete.
It says Job 2, verse 9, then said his wife unto him, dost thou still retain thy integrity? Curse God and die.
Entonces nosotras no queremos ser esa clase de mujeres.
We don't want to be this kind of woman, right?
Entonces quisiéramos ver otra parte.
Want to see something else?
Acerca de la sumisión.
About submission.
Y vamos a ir a Efesios capítulo 5.
And this we see in Ephesians chapter 5.
Y vamos a leer del versículo 22 al 25.
Ephesians 5:22-25. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord, for the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it.
Muchas veces lo que el Señor aquí dice es que nosotras voluntariamente y con gozo, ¿sí? Con gozo, voluntariamente y con gozo tenemos que sujetarnos a nuestros esposos.
What this means is that us as wives, we need to willingly, joyfully submit to our husbands.
Hay muchos problemas a veces con las esposas.
There are many problems with wives sometimes.
Ellas dicen que los esposos las tratan mal.
They say, oh, my husband is treating me very badly.
Que no les da su lugar.
They don't, he's not giving me my place.
Pero muchas veces es por la falta de sumisión de las esposas a los esposos.
Many times it's because the wife is not submitting to her husband.
Y muchas veces nosotros podemos dar todo tipo de pretextos.
And many times we will give excuses.
Pero el Señor tiene su palabra bendita y santa.
But the Lord has his holy word, holy scripture.
Y es para todas.
And this applies to each and every one of us.
Y en esta oportunidad yo quisiera compartir un testimonio de una joven del refugio.
And to end with this, I would like to share a testimony of one of the girls at the orphanage.
Y ella podría decir, es una joven, les voy a hacer, a relatar un, no sé cuántos minutos. Okay. Ella es una joven, o sea, su esposo buscó, clamó al Señor, oró al Señor y le preguntó quién era la escogida de él para él.
Her husband prayed for the right one to marry for some time.
Y el Señor le dijo, la escogida es aquella jovencita que está en esa silla de ruedas.
The chosen one for you is that girl that is in a wheelchair.
Y no era que él no quisiera por la silla de ruedas.
And it wasn't because she was in a wheelchair.
Sino la responsabilidad que conllevaba casarse con una jovencita en una silla de ruedas.
But the responsibility that he was going to have taking care of a lady in a wheelchair, a girl in a wheelchair.
Pero al obedecer, él ha sido un matrimonio muy lindo.
But he obeyed the Lord, and the consequences are that they are a very beautiful marriage.
Y ella ha madurado en su relación con su esposo.
And she has matured in her relationship with her husband.
Y ella no quiere ser un obstáculo para su esposo.
And she doesn't want to be an obstacle for her husband.
Ella tiene un rostro radiante de gozo.
She irradiates joy in her countenance.
Y ella está a cargo del teléfono en la fundación.
And she is in charge of the reception at the office.
Y cada vez que uno le habla por teléfono, ella siempre dice, ¿cómo estás? Le dice uno a ella.
Whenever I call, I say, so how are you today?
And ella siempre contesta, bien, pero con gozo.
She says, I'm well, and she's always joyful.
Y ella está cumpliendo con cada uno de estos requisitos, porque el Señor nos los ha dado para todas.
And she's fulfilling all of the requirements given to us in the Holy Scripture, because those requirements are given to all and each one of us.
Y es hermoso, ella tuvo una bebita, tiene tres hijos, ya tienen 12 años de casado.
They've been married for 12 years and they just had a little girl and they have three kids.
Y tal vez para personas que visitan es un poquito extraño, sí. Pero es lindo verla a ella con una mano dándole a su rueda y con la otra con el carruaje con su bebita.
But it's very beautiful just to see her, you know, in her wheelchair and then the stroller with her baby in the other, you know, hand.
Y cómo lo maneja ella de bien.
And she knows her way around, believe me.
And the Lord uses, y el Señor la usa a ella en alabanzas.
And the Lord uses her in worship.
Comparte
the
la palabra.
She shares the word.
Ella ya es una pastora.
She's a wife, now a pastor.
Sí. Entonces, lo que está en mi corazón es que todas esperamos un avivamiento. Amén.
So what's in my heart is that we're all expecting a great revival, right?
Y lo que el Señor quiere es que cada hogar esté en orden.
But what the Lord wants is for each and every family to be in order.
Después la iglesia tiene que estar en orden.
Then the church has to be in order.
Así como el ejemplo que tenemos en el tabernáculo de Moisés.
Like the example we have in the tabernacle of Moses.
Todo fue puesto exactamente como le fue dicho por el Señor a Moisés.
Everything was done according to what was shown to Moses.
Pero ¿qué pasó en el último capítulo de Éxodo?
What happened in the last chapter in Exodus?
Que la gloria del Señor cayó sobre ese lugar.
The glory of the Lord fell in the house, filled the house.
Y eso es lo que queremos, amén.
And this is what we all want, don't we?
Queremos la gloria de Dios manifiesta en nuestros hogares, en nuestras iglesias.
We want the glory of the Lord to be manifested in our homes and in our churches.
Amen.
Amen.
I think
the Lord bless.
Okay. Señor Jesús.
Lord Jesus.
Te damos gracias por tu palabra que es poderosa.
We thank you for your word which is powerful.
Señor, yo clamo a ti.
Lord, I cry unto you.
Que esta palabra se haga vida en cada una de mis hermanas.
That this word may be alive for everyone in this place, each one of my sisters here.
Que el deseo de nuestros corazones,
that the desire of our hearts,
sea el ser un ejemplo para la generación que viene atrás.
That we may be an example for the generation that is coming.
Te pido muchas bendiciones, Señor amado.
Lord, please bless our sisters.
Y también sobre sus esposos y sobre sus hijos.
Bless their husbands, bless their children.
Sus iglesias, sus
churches,
ministerios.
Their ministries.
Y que estén expectantes.
That they may be expectant.
Como dice el Señor, que tan cierto como vivo yo, mi gloria llenará toda la tierra.
As surely as I am, says the Lord, as I am, my glory and the knowledge of my word will fill the earth.
Thank you very much.